Si le gustaría escuchar un episodio en español, por favor escuche el siguiente episodio.
Good morning, everyone. My name is David Fuentes, and I'm part of the team at La Incubadora Podcast. La Incubadora Podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, a local nonprofit with the mission of providing training, coaching, and support to aspiring and existing business owners who might otherwise face barriers to growing a successful business. This podcast is born out of the need to put in video and audio a lot of the success stories that we see here at the Business Incubator. We also want to answer frequently asked questions and connect small business owners with the resources to succeed in business on your own time and wherever you are while you have access to a mobile device. And so before we start, I want to say thank you to Raycast Media. EGBI sends a big thank you to Raycast Media for their partnership with La Incubadora Podcast. In this episode, we're going to explore a critical topic for small businesses, and that's succession planning. And so today we're going to welcome experts from Barcena Financial Group, renowned for their expertise in retirement planning, investing, and business strategies. We'll also be exploring the indispensable nature of succession planning, common hurdles that you might encounter, and actionable steps for implementation. We'll have engaging anecdotes and practical advice, and we'll also navigate the intricacies of securing your business's future. And so whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just starting out, this episode will provide invaluable insights to safeguard your business legacy. And so for our guest today, we've invited both Juan Carlos and Miranda Bárcena, who are a husband and wife financial advisor team with Principal Financial. They work mainly with small to medium-sized businesses in the areas of group benefits and retirement plans, business valuations, and succession planning, and also key employee retention strategies. They also assist individuals and families in meeting their financial goals through educational, comprehensive financial planning, and ongoing consulting services. Miranda and Juan Carlos have two children, a 12-year-old, JC Jr., and an 8-year-old, Bella, as well as two dogs, and enjoy spending time with their large extended family. They also wanted us to know that they are diehard Texas Longhorns. And so with that, I want to welcome Miranda to the stage. And so thank you very much for joining us today, Miranda.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy to have you today. You've served as an interviewer in the past, and you've helped us out with this podcast. So I'm very happy to see you here today as an interviewee, so we can all learn a bit more about what you do over at Barcena Financial Group.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun to be on the interviewer side. So now I get to be the interviewee, which is great and exciting. And yeah, I'm really excited to share a little bit about what we do.
Awesome. Well, thank you for making the time and welcome. Miranda, can you tell us a little bit about your story and also about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely, David. So my name is Miranda Bárcena, as David mentioned. My husband and I are a husband and wife team of financial advisors. Our team name is Bárcena Financial Group, and we're affiliated with the broker-dealer Principal Financial. So Principal Financial is actually a Fortune 250 global company. We're really excited to be affiliated with them. And then under the Principal umbrella, we are able to have our team, and that's Bárcena Financial Group, which is myself and my husband. We're financial advisors, although our, you know, background, our other life was actually in education. So I was an educator for 13 years, and I was at the high school level, middle school, as well as elementary level. And then on the other side, in administration, in the area of special education. And so my husband went back to school a while back, and he got his MBA, and he became a financial advisor. He got his MBA, did all of his licensing, and became an advisor. And he would just kind of come home sometimes and tell me about the different things that he was doing for businesses or for individuals and families. And a lot of it I had never heard of. And it's, you know, what we do is just so much of it is not common knowledge that it just really piqued my interest and curiosity. And so I was always just hungry to learn more from him every time he would talk about these things with what he was doing in his, you know, daily career. And so I eventually started down that pathway myself. I ended up joining him last year. So I went through, did all my licensing, you know, got everything in line with what I needed to do to join him. And then we formed Bárcena Financial Group. And really what we do is we help individuals and businesses just make smart decisions with their money to help prepare them for the future. So On the individual side, it's protection, so risk management, but then also that asset management, so investing and growing what they have to work towards their future. So ultimately, retirement and how they want to live in retirement. And then on the business side, it's also protection, just a little bit different kinds of protection for your business. And then succession planning is a big part of what we do. And then also, you know, group benefits, retirement plans, things like that, that helps businesses with recruiting and retention. And then something else that people should know about us is that we are fiduciaries. So what does that mean? Okay, well, not only morally, you know, are we going to do what is right for people that we work with, but also, you know, legally, we have to as a fiduciary, we always have to make sure that we're putting the client's best interest first in what we do. So yeah, to kind of sum it up, it's all about planning and preparing. That's what we help with.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I think that's very important, right? You coming from your background, from the educational background, you're a lifelong learner, and also like having that expertise and that support as a partnership. I think it's very, I mean, me working at a business incubator, you see all these different challenges that small business owners have. And so I want to ask you, what is the typical client that you work with? And you've kind of already answered the second part to this question, but what services do you offer over at Miranda Financial Group?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a wide range of clients that we work with. So from individuals, families, they can be early in their career or maybe they're nearing retirement. What we do can have, you know, impact from the early stages all the way to the very late stages and even in retirement. So that individual side, it's really everyone. And that kind of just starts with a conversation. And then on the business side, we work with a lot of business owners who are either looking to kind of transition to the next stage of their business or grow their business. Or maybe they're looking for ways to increase recruiting or retention of the employees they have now. And then also planning for that transition, maybe out of their business. So kind of what we're talking about today, that succession planning. And then, yeah, so as far as the services, you know, it's really that financial retirement planning, asset management, investing. And then, you know, on the business side, we do a lot of financial consulting. So it's almost like, you know, how you might have an attorney or a lawyer on retainer. Same thing with a financial advisor. We're part of that trifecta that really every business needs to have. You need to have your bookkeeper, CPA, you need to have your attorney, and you need to have your financial advisor. So we're part of those team of experts that you can lean on because you're the expert in your business and your field. And we team with you to be the experts on that financial aspect of everything.
Yeah, and that's something we like to talk about our clients too, right? They're the experts in what they're doing. They're the experts in their industry. They need that support, that resources to help them wear the different hats that small businesses owners usually tend to wear. And so I think what you're doing is very important. Because you don't always think about this, right? As a small business owner, you're stuck in the day-to-day, that sometimes it's hard to think, to be proactive. And so that's why we've invited you over to talk about succession planning today. And so Miranda, for those of us who don't know, can you kind of explain a little bit more, what is succession planning and why is it important for small businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So to kind of sum it up, succession planning, it's the process of helping business owners successfully transition out of their business. So essentially having an exit strategy. So for some, it might be, you know, passing it on to a family member or selling it to a family member. It might be finding a third party altogether. You know, you're just wanting to sell your business to somebody else. There's all kinds of different scenarios, but essentially it's how are you going to transition yourself out of your business and what's that going to look like for you? And you know, it's really all about getting that business transferred to the right people or person at the right time and for the right amount of money. Okay. And that's so important for small businesses because just like you said, you know, they're so busy in the day-to-day of running their business and trying to be successful in that business. that they don't always get that time to just stop and pause and think about the future, the long-term future sometimes of where they ultimately want this business to go and how they want to remove themselves from that business when the time is right. So of all the businesses in the US, over 90% of them are small businesses. So we're not talking about, you know, the IBMs of the world and the Coca-Colas of the world. We're talking about the small business owners. And unfortunately, less than a third of them make it past the 10-year mark. Okay. And there's tons of reasons why. But, you know, having that planning that goes into your business, you know, short-term planning, you know, midterm and long-term, and then eventually passing it off, it's so important. And there's all kinds of things that can happen along the way, right? So most people think, oh yeah, I'm doing great. My business is booming. You know, I'm 45 right now. I'm going to sell my business when I'm 60. I'm going to make $2 million and I'm going to be able to retire and live the way I want to in retirement. I really hope that that happens for every single person who has that dream. But, you know, there's so much that can happen along the way. And that's part of what we help with is, you know, managing the risks that could happen and then creating that plan of what you want it to be in the future and adjusting it over time when things do happen. So, you know, planned events in your life, like ultimately retiring, that's something we want to plan out with you. But then there's a lot of unplanned things that can happen, you know, including, you know, getting divorced. What would that mean for your business? If you have a co-owner, what if you and your co-owner don't see eye to eye anymore, or you each see the business going in different directions? And, you know, over time, maybe you guys decide that it's best to just separate as business owners. Or if there's unfortunately some kind of disability that keeps you from working and running the business the way that you had planned to. And then, of course, ultimately, an untimely death. You know, what is that going to mean for your business? What's that going to mean for your family? So there's a lot of planning and consideration that goes into, you know, your business planning and especially your succession planning. And starting early is the key. So for small businesses to be able to be successful and make it in that long term and kind of get that ultimate payout that they're hoping for, that all comes from that succession planning and those conversations that we help and get started with them.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think you touched a variety of things, right? And I think the most important is the need to plan, because there's always going to be things that, you know, you can't necessarily expect or account for. And so my next question was, what are some challenges that small businesses face when it comes to succession planning? I know you answered a little bit there, but if you'd like to elaborate, I want to give you the space.
Yeah, no, thank you, David. So there's a lot of challenges, right? So probably the biggest one is, you know, starting too late or too close to when they think they want to sell or retire. You know, kind of like I mentioned, someone has this dream of, you know, I ultimately want to sell my business. I want to sell it for a lot of money, and that's going to set me up for retirement, right? So sometimes they don't realize that it's a process and it takes a little bit of time to get it right and to achieve that kind of dream that you have, right? And unfortunately, about a third of business owners kind of say that not even knowing where to start is what holds them back from planning for that financial health of their business and that succession strategy. They just don't know what they don't know, right? So most of them, or a large part of them, just say, I don't even know where to begin. I'm so busy in my day-to-day that this is what I'm doing. I'm just trying to keep my business running. I'm trying to grow my business. I'm trying to, you know, get employees, keep them happy. There's just so many things on their plate, right? Like you said, they wear so many different hats, right? But yeah, and then, you know, part of that challenge is, okay, if they do know that they need a succession plan eventually, they don't know really the true value of their business, right? So business is personal. It's their business. They're the expert in that field. But they don't really have a good understanding of the true value of their business, not only with them in it, like what the value is now, but what's going to be the value and how will that value change if they're no longer in the business? And a lot of people kind of don't think about that. There's one example that I'm thinking of right now of a surgeon that we were working with. He had his own practice. And with him in the business, because he is the surgeon, right? So he has staff and employees that work with him, but he's the surgeon. So with him in the business, we valued his business at about 3.2 million. Okay. It sounds wonderful, right? He's thinking, oh, great. I've got 10 years to retirement. This is wonderful. But then the problem comes when, okay, well, you're no longer going to be in the business when you retire. So looking at it as it is now, his business without him was worth about 800,000. So a huge difference. We're talking millions of dollars of difference. So having the time to be able to plan for that transition, what it's going to look like, and how can I increase the value of my business, even when I'm no longer going to be in it? That way you can pass your business off and sell it for an amount that you're actually able to be happy with and be satisfied with and be able to use towards your retirement or whatever your plans may be. So yeah, there's a lot of challenges in there. But the biggest one is probably just waiting a little bit too long to get the best succession plan for yourself.
Yeah, I know. And that touched some good points, right? And I do think it's stressful being a small business owner, especially the day to day, you know, worrying about tomorrow, not necessarily being able to stop and think long term. But that's when you have resources in the community and also when you have to externalize certain things, right? And I feel that that's a very strong investment because, like you say, it's personal, right? People's retirement depends on the success of their business and to be able to pass that business on and have a succession plan. And so one of those barriers is financial. And we find that in a lot of our clients. So what role does financial planning play in succession planning for small businesses?
Yeah, David, I mean, it plays a huge role. Kind of, you know, I mentioned earlier, we don't know what we don't know. And unfortunately, financial planning is, you know, not a lot of people really truly understand the ins and outs of that and how that's going to play a role in your succession planning. And that's kind of why we got into this field. Financial education is a huge part of what we do. So when we work with small businesses, that's a big part of those initial conversations is just education. So listening where they are, where they want to be, and just educating them. Hey, you do have options. There are many different directions we can go with this, but we want to listen to what you want and go from there. So, it's good to be aware of what we don't know. And what's worse than that is thinking we know, but then being wrong. So part of that, you know, like I mentioned before, where people think their business might be worth more than what it actually is, or sometimes they think it might be worth less than what it actually is, but it's going through that process of talking to advisors, walking you step by step through that process, education along every step of the way. That really is what sets up people for success and their business for success in the long term, especially during that transition succession planning part of it where you want to pass it off. And what does that look like for you? Okay.
Yeah.
So having a plan, even if there's bumps along the way, we have to expect that, right? We plan for the best, but expect the worst. So if we're prepared for those bumps along the road, if we're prepared for the worst, then you still have so much greater chance of successfully, you know, transitioning out of your business and for the amount that you want to get out of that and at the right timing that works for you. So yeah, that financial planning piece is absolutely vital in succession planning.
Yeah. And I think when you plan, right, when you plan things, you can take certain external factors into account, right? You mentioned a divorce or your disagreement with a business partner, right? Mm-hmm. Those are all things that we don't plan for. But it is nice to have kind of an actionable steps that we can take in case this happens. In the case this happens, right? That's all part of planning. And so how far in advance should small business owners start succession planning and what key steps are involved?
Yeah, that's a great question because that's something a lot of people aren't really aware of. So I would say, you know, when you're thinking about the future, at least 3 years, you know, it's really hard if somebody comes to us and they're like, okay, next year I want to sell my business. And, you know, I'm starting from square one. So that's a little tougher, right? Not that it can't be done, but it definitely presents more challenges because your time is then limited. So ideally at least 3 years, really more like 5 years would be truly ideal. And you would get the most out of that succession planning because you'd be able to account for a lot more factors than if you have a shorter time frame. So at least 3 years, but more like five plus is generally what we would like to see. Not that it can't be done in less, but again, it creates more challenges. So there's a few key steps that are involved. So one of the things that we do, like I said, it always starts with that conversation. We need to learn about you and your business and what you're wanting. Ultimately, what's your goal? You know, what are you hoping this business turns into? What are you hoping it looks like in your retirement? Are you involved? Are you involved a little bit or not at all? You just want to sell it and move on. And so just that conversation. And then the education from us, that's a huge part of those conversations up front as well. And then, you know, really something that we offer and that we do for small businesses is an informal business valuation. So again, like we talked about, people don't often know the real true value of their business. And getting a formal business valuation can be pretty pricey, especially for a small business owner who they're having to watch every dollar that comes in and goes out of their business. So we offer informal business valuations. And there's a few criteria you have to meet to be able to get that complimentary, but many businesses qualify to get that complimentary business valuation from us. And the outcome of that is within 3% of a formal business valuation. So the dollar amount that we come up with, and there's five different methods that go into that valuation, that is within 3% of what a formal business valuation can show you. So that's a huge, you know, benefit that we offer small businesses is just getting started with knowing the value of your business. Okay. And then talking about different structures for buy sell agreements, you know, talking about who potential buyers might be or what that might look like for you transitioning out. Also talking about the fair pricing. Again, knowing that valuation is going to help you know what it might be worth in the future. And we kind of help you guide through that, right? And then, you know, who's going to take it over, right? So that business valuation is kind of the starting point. And then, you know, talking about different structures for buy-sell agreements. And then talking about the funding. So the final part is, you know, how is that monetarily going to work out? And how is someone going to buy my business? Maybe it's a key employee that works for me now, and they want to stay with the business, and ideally they want to take it over in 10 years or 15 years. And so there's ways to work out all of these types of agreements, and then they get adjusted over the years as life happens and things change along the way. But it starts with a conversation with us. And it's, you know, the next step is just having that informal business valuation. And then if you already have some kind of agreement in place, some kind of buy sell agreement, that's something that we can review also complimentary. Right. You know, when's the last time you've had it updated or reviewed? That's something that we do too. And we have a whole team that we work with. So even though myself and my husband Juan Carlos are, you know, Barcena Financial Group, we have teams of experts that we work with. So our Advanced Business Solutions team, they know every detail, every in and out of all these different possibilities and structures. And it's just so cool to have that meeting with everybody there. And we're all working for the same purpose for this, you know, business owner, this small business owner. It all starts with the conversation.
Yeah, no, and that's important, right? Getting to know each individual case. And I guess that question varies, or how far in advance might depend on what's currently in place and the current situation of each individual business. So we heard it here, I think it was 3 years, at least 5 years, ideally. And so I think it's something to think about, to kind of think in the future. Miranda, What is the most important thing that you would like the community to take away from this episode?
That's a good question. You know, at risk of sounding super repetitive, I would just say, you know, it just starts with a conversation. So succession planning is super important. The financial health of your business is super important. Your personal future and retirement is super important. And all of that starts with just a conversation. There's never any obligation on the business owner's part to do anything that we talk about or any recommendations that we make or suggestions or anything like that. So it's just about having that conversation. We guide you through that whole process. We bring in all the experts that are needed along every step of the way. But yeah, just contacting us, just reaching out, just getting that conversation started. That's the only step that you have to worry about is, you know, contacting us, and then we talk to you, guide you through every step of the way.
Awesome. Awesome. And it's great to have a great resource like you. Like you say, this is very, very, very personal topic sometimes when we're dealing with small business owners. And so now that we've kind of developed this kind of initial information session about you, about Barcena Financial Group, where can our community members contact you or get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. So we're both on LinkedIn, my husband and myself. You can find us there. Our contact information is there as well. We also have our business Facebook page, Barcena Financial Group. And then, you know, always by email or phone, we're available. My email is barcena.miranda@principal.com and principal, right? P-A-L, principal.com. And then my phone number is 512-975-7401. I know we've also got it up on the screen for our viewers, but yeah, many ways you can reach out to us. Also, we are ambassadors for EGBI. Truly believe and have a passion for helping these new and growing businesses. And that's what EGBI does, right? So we're both ambassadors for EGBI. So you can always ask them for our contact information as well.
Yeah, no. And thank you for all that you do for our community. Yes, you've been very involved with us and very involved with our small business ecosystem, because that's exactly what we are, right? We all have a role to play. And so thank you very much for joining us today, Miranda. I really appreciate hearing your story and kind of learning more about what y'all do. And so I hope that our viewers find this episode useful. If you know someone or you yourself could benefit from listening to this episode, please share the link with them. And please remember that La Incubadora podcast is a part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, also known as EGBI. And we're a small business incubator in Central Texas that offers training, coaching, and support to small business owners with barriers to achieving success. And so if you'd like to learn more about EGBI or our services, please visit us at egbi.org, and we'll see you very soon. Thanks again, Miranda, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. Y'all take care.
If you enjoy listening to episodes in English, please skip to the next episode.